This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Calls grew on Wednesday for a de-escalation of violence between Israel and Palestinians that have left dozens dead and nearly 400 injured. The Israeli army has launched hundreds of airstrikes on the Gaza Strip since Monday, while Palestinian militants have launched more than 1,000 rockets of their own in some of the worst violence in 7 years. U.S. President Joe Biden said Wednesday after speaking with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu that Washington's expectation and hope is the conflict will end sooner rather than later. But President Biden says Israel has a right to defend itself from thousands of rockets flying into its territory. The United Nations Middle East envoy warned an emergency UN Security Council meeting Wednesday the situation has deteriorated since Monday, and there is a risk of the violence turning into an all-out war. Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro is ready for talks with opposition leader Juan Guaido with the involvement of the Norwegian government and other mediators, he said on Wednesday night in a live broadcast on state television. Earlier Wednesday, an opposition spokesman had said Norway had been assisting with contact between the two sides over Venezuela's ongoing humanitarian and economic crisis. Guaido invoked the Constitution to declare himself president in 2019 and has been recognized as the head of state by the United States and other Western countries. But Maduro has retained the support of the military and allies such as Russia, China, and Cuba, and neither the opposition nor U.S. sanctions have managed to dislodge him from power. This is VOA News. India's coronavirus death toll crossed 250,000 on Wednesday in the deadliest 24 hours since the pandemic began. A second wave has been hitting the country since February, overwhelming hospitals and medical staff, as well as crematoriums and mortuaries. Experts still cannot say for sure when numbers will peak and the wave will slow or end. Deaths grew by a record 4,200, while infections rose by nearly 350,000, taking the tally past 23 million, according to India's health ministry. Experts believe the actual numbers could be 5 to 10 times higher. Lacking beds, drugs, and oxygen, many hospitals in the world's second most populous country have been forced to turn away many sick people. Protesters took to the streets of Colombia, union members, students, pensioners, and workers to march in anti-government protests on Wednesdays as demonstrations entered their third week. The sometimes violent protests started in late April after outrage at a now-canceled tax plan. But protesters' demands have expanded to include an end to police violence, economic support, and health reform. Colombia's government says as many as 40 civilian deaths connected to the protests are under investigation. Local and international rights groups allege the toll may be higher and have blamed the police. The Democratic Republic of Congo's government said Wednesday that Congolese and Ugandan armies are launching a joint offensive against Islamist rebels who have killed hundreds of people in the last year. Congo introduced martial law on May 3rd in two provinces in the hope of addressing worsening bloodshed in territory along its border with Uganda. The countries were enemies during Congo's civil wars, which officially ended in 2003. Relations between the two have at times been strained since then. A militia with roots in Uganda is believed to be responsible for much of the recent violence, killing around 850 people last year, according to the UN. As U.S. officials convince citizens to get vaccinated against COVID-19, one state is offering a $1 million prize every week for those who have received an injection. Ohio Governor Mike DeWine tweeted Wednesday his state will give away a $1 million prize every week for 5 weeks in a lottery open to Ohio residents over the age of 18 who have received at least one dose of a COVID vaccine. The governor defends using federal funds for a contest, but says a real waste would be another life that could have been saved. Find more on these stories and the rest of today's news at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.